and it will fall at the one, and it's picked up by Brock Wood in the end zone, and so that will be a touchback. Temperature to start today's game, 74 degrees, 87% humidity, only 5 mile an hour winds right now blowing westward. And that is going to be the direction that South Shelby will start with the ball at the 20-yard line, moving left to right. Their starting quarterback, as we mentioned, Brock Wood, the 6'1 All-State athlete, second team last season. South Shelby starts in the T formation. Brock Wood in the gun. He's got Daniel Burke to his right and Guy Timbrook to his left. Two receivers on the far side, one on the near. Claps his hands, and he's ready for the snap. He gets the snap. Handoff goes to Timbrook up the middle, shakes a tackle. First down and a lot more across the 30-yard line, down to the 31, an 11-yard carry to start off the game for the South Shelby Cardinals on the legs of Guy Timbrook. Timbrook only had 2 carries last game for 8 yards, now has surpassed his first game yardage with 1 carry here to start week 2. Head coach for South Shelby, Rob Wilt, in his 12th season, went 6-6 last year, 3-5 in the Clarence Cannon. So that will be 1st and 10, ball on their own 31 for South Shelby, left to right, the handoff again. Timbrook up the middle, has space, gets across the 35 and stopped and pushed back. And they'll give him that extra yard as well across the 35 to the 36 for a 5-yard carry. And that will bring up 2nd and 5 for South Shelby. South Shelby coming off a loss last week to Bowling Green, 43-24 they lost. Brock Wood had 27 carries in that one, 207 yards on the ground. 2nd and 5 for South Shelby. A minute here into this one against Putnam County on their own 36. Left to right, Wood in the gun. He's got Burke to his left. He gets the snap. It's a quarterback keep to the far side. Turns the corner at the 35, up the middle. Spins out of a tackle and gets hit at the 40. And a gang tackled right at the 40-yard line. That will bring up 3rd down after a gain of 4 yards. And it will be 3rd down and 1 on the first carry of the game for the South Shelby quarterback, Brock Wood. And Wood really does everything for this South Shelby team. He passes the ball. This is his first season at quarterback after this team lost senior quarterback Dylan Threkeld last season. So 3rd and 1 on their own 40-yard line. Wood in the gun. He's got Timbrook to his left, Burke to his right, one receiver far side. He gets the snap. Quarterback keeper up the middle, weaving his way across. The 1st down marker is Brock Wood, and a couple more all the way down to the 44-yard line for a gain of 4 and a 1st down. Brock so South Wood Shelby moves the chains to bring up 1st and 10 on their own 44-yard line on the 4-yard carry by Brock Wood. Now has 8 yards on 2 carries. Ball in the middle of the field on South Shelby's 44. 9:50 to go here in the opening quarter. Still scoreless. First drive of the game for South Shelby. Wood in the gun. He gets the snap. Play action. He's going to take it himself up the middle again across midfield and inside Putnam County territory for a gain of about 8 yards to the 47-yard line of Putnam County. That will bring up 2nd down. 16 yards on the ground for Brock Wood now on 3 carries. That will bring up 2nd and 1 on the Putnam County 44. Left to right goes South Shelby on their opening drive. Wood checks his left wrist for the play call, and he's ready and set in the gun. 2 backs on each side, 1 back on each side of Wood, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper again. Dances in the backfield, now charges forward. Gets past the line of scrimmage and the 1st down marker down to about the 43-yard line. That will be a gain of 4, good for a 1st down, and South Shelby again moving the chains. And this really is Brock Wood's team. He is going to get the majority of touches on the offensive side of the ball. So South Shelby right now inside Putnam County territory on the 43-yard line. 8:55 remaining in the first. Clock continues to tick. Play clock at 5. Wood in the gun. Gets the snap, and it's going to be another keeper. Wood maneuvering his way across the 1st down marker inside the 35, and he's going to take some defenders with him as he falls forward to the 32-yard line. A gain of 11 and another first down for South Shelby. Approaching 8.5 to go here in the first. Brock Wood already with 31 yards on the ground on 5 carries. They're in the hurry up right now. Ball on the near side right hash. Wood in the gun. Burke to his left. Tim Brook staggered off the line on the near side. One receiver on the far, two on the near. Wood gets the snap. It's going to be a handoff. Daniel Burke cuts back upfield across the 30-yard line, inside the 25, where he's knocked down at the 24-yard line. Daniel a gain Burke of 9, and that'll bring up second down and 1.
To the
so Daniel Burke gets involved with a 9-yard carry.
Okay,
clock ticking under 8 minutes now to go in the first. This has been all South Shelby, still on their first drive of the game at the Putnam County 24, left to right. Wood again in the gun. Tim Brook to his left. Burke on his right. Two receivers near, one far. Four down linemen, Putnam County. They send six, and it's a quarterback keeper, Wood again. Hole up the middle, inside the 10. He goes near side the 5, and he's ridden out of bounds at the 4-yard line. A gain of 20 on the quarterback keeper by Brock Wood. And then that will bring up a first down and goal for South Shelby. And that will put Brock Wood over 50 yards on the ground today. 6 carries, and we're not even halfway through the first quarter. 7.5 to go. First and goal for South Shelby on the Putnam County 4. Wood checks his wrist for the play call, and he gets set in the gun. One back on each side, one receiver far side. And a flag before the snap. We'll see what these officials call. And it looks like it may be a false start on South Shelby. Head referee for today's game, Keith Randall. Umpire is Wayne Kubler. And indeed, it is a false start. So they will push this back, the ball back to about the 9-yard line. So it will still be first and goal. Ball now on the 9. Sun beginning to shine through the clouds as those storm clouds move eastward, giving way to some sunshine. Wood in a gun, one running back on each side. First and goal on the Putnam County 9. The handoff goes to Tim Brook. Over the middle he goes. Hits by a defender, and he falls forward. Will this be a touchdown? It will. 9-yard carry guy, Tim Brook, for the first score of the game. And South Shelby goes up 6. Guy Tim Brook now with 3 carries for 25 yards, and South Shelby scores on its first drive of the game. 7:27 remaining here in the first quarter. South Shelby going for 2. Wood in the gun. 2 receivers far side. Burke to his left. Wood gets the snap. He's going to keep it himself. Dive up the middle, and there's a hole, and he finds it. Good for the 2-point conversion. 8-0. South Shelby scores on the first drive of the game. Putnam County will try to answer when we come back in 60 seconds on Superstation Press and CentralMoInfo.com.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
South Shelby kicking into the sun here from South Shelby High School as George Lopez returns it for Putnam County, slips at the 20 and falls forward to the 23-yard line. So that's where this Putnam County Midgets team will start its first drive of the game already down 8-0 with 7:24 left here in the first quarter. Ben Wittenstein with you on Superstation Crest, CentralMoInfo.com. Appreciate you all taking some time to tune in on your Friday night for some fun week two action. South Shelby took that drive 80 yards for their first drive of the game, and we'll see Putnam County try to answer with its first drive down 8. Starting at their own 24-yard line, Levi Fowler under center for Putnam County. Man in motion, and it's a pitch all the way out to Stephen Heiss. He's getting strung out near side, turns the corner at the 25 and heads up field and ridden out of bounds at the 44-yard line. But there is a flag on the field after that 20-yard carry. And that was Will Whitney, but we'll see what this call is. It will be coming back as it was a holding on Putnam County, so a 20-yard run by Will Whitney will be brought back. Again, Levi Fowler under center for Putnam County, 5'11", 170-pound senior. His head coach, Clyde Bondi, said he has a good leadership mentality, a good leadership ability. He really leads his team. This is his second year as a quarterback starter for this Midgets team. So the ball now placed at the 19-yard line of Putnam County. Pushed back 5 yards after the hole.
Ball spotted at the 19-yard line.
And Fowler under center. He's got Brundage behind him. And it's a play action. Handoff goes to Tony Bondi. And he's wrapped up in the backfield on the end around. And that will be a loss of about 2 yards after that first and 15. So that will bring up second and about 17 as we tick now under 7 minutes to go in the first. That will bring up second and 17. Ball on the Putnam County 17-yard line as this Midgets team goes right to left. Fowler under center. He's got Brundage behind him. Bondi in motion. Handoff is a keeper by Fowler. Hitting the backfield and brought down. Sean Wilkerson on the tackle. The sophomore linebacker for South Shelby is able to hit Fowler and bring him down at the 15, a loss of 2. That will bring up third down and 19 on their own 15-yard line for Putnam County. So this South Shelby defense coming out fierce on their first drive of the game. 8-0 South Shelby's lead, 6:15 to go in the first. Putnam County has a third and 19 on their own 15-yard line. Fowler under center. Man in motion is Whitley. And it's going to be a bootleg for Fowler looking downfield, chased by Timbrook, wrapped up and brought down. But Fowler gets rid of it at the last second. Smart move there by the senior as Timbrook, all 6'3" of him, was able to catch up to Fowler on the bootleg and wrap him up. So that will fall incomplete and bring up fourth down and 19 for Putnam County on their own 15-yard line. And it looks like they will be punting. Punter will be Jack Hartwig, the sophomore. Back to receive, Brock Wood. And the punt is a high spiraling kick. Lands at the 37-yard line where it falls out of bounds. And that is where South Shelby will take over on Putnam County's 37. So pretty good field position for this Cardinals team. We saw them go 80 yards on their first drive of the game for a touchdown, and they ran Brock Wood every opportunity that they could get. Both teams going to their sidelines for a quick timeout, so we'll take it with them here on Superstation Crest. 8-0 South Shelby with the lead, 5:19 to go here in the first quarter. South Shelby has the ball when we get back on Crest.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
So it'll be South Shelby's ball for its second possession of the game today. 5:19 remaining in the first quarter. South Shelby already up 8-0 over Putnam County here from South Shelby High School. Ben Wittenstein with you here on Superstation Crest. CentralMoInfo.com. Brock Wood already 6 carries and 51 yards for the South Shelby quarterback. We'll see if he adds on to that one here. And right now, under center for South Shelby goes David Fenton. And up the middle, the handoff goes to Timbrook as he lurches forward for a few yards inside the 35-yard line to the 32. And that will bring up second down after the gain of 5. It will be second and 5 on the 5-yard carry by Timbrook. Already with a rushing touchdown today.
Timbrook on the carry.
Brock Wood back in at quarterback, was on the sidelines for that play, but now he's in the gun with one running back on each side, two receivers on the near side. Second and 5 on Putnam County's 33. The handoff to Timbrook up the middle, following his blockers, a huge hole inside the 25-yard line, and they will spot it directly on the 25 after that 8-yard carry by Guy Timbrook. 38 yards now for the junior, and South Shelby continues to move the chains with 4.5 to go here in the first. Left to right goes the Cardinals.
First and 10 at the Putnam
County. On the Putnam County 25, first 25. And 10. South Shelby sidelines has a board with different colors holding up for the plays, as you sometimes see with college teams. No pictures, but they have different colors. Wood in the gun on the first and 10. Handoff. This time goes to Daniel Burke, and he gets forward up the middle for a few yards. Brought down at the 21-yard line for a 4-yard gain. And that will bring up second and 6 for South Shelby. Under 4 minutes now to go in the first.
Okay, Brundy's on the stop for the
Burke now with 13 yards on 2 carries. Two receivers now on the far side. Wood in the gun, Burke to his right. Snap goes to Wood. It's a quarterback keeper. Strung out near side, turns the corner. Down the sidelines he goes, where he's spun out of bounds. On the near side, inside the 20-yard line. We'll see where they spot this. It looks like it just about the 19 for a 4-yard gain by Brockwood. That will bring up third down and 3. 3:30 now remaining in the first. 8-0 South Shelby's lead here from South Shelby High School for some Week 2 football. Wood now with 54 yards on the ground. Checks his left wrist for the play call. In the gun with Burke to his left. Two receivers far side, one on the near. Wood lifts his right leg, puts Sean Wilkerson in motion, fakes the end around. Wood takes it himself up the middle. Cuts back to the right side and stopped. And brought down on the tackle will be Will Whitney for Putnam County. And that will be a gain of about 2. And that will bring up fourth down and 2. We'll see how many yards they gave him. That will be placed at the 16-yard line. So they have about 1 yard to go. It'll bring up fourth and 1 for South Shelby. Ball on the Putnam County 16-yard line. And it looks like South Shelby will go for it. Why not with the amount of yardage Brock Wood and Guy Timbrook are able to get? We'll see who gets the carry here. Wood gets the snap. He's going to hand it off to Daniel Burke up the right side. Cuts back up the middle for the first down, almost inside the 10. And he's tackled directly on the 10-yard line for a 6-yard carry and a South Shelby first down. So plenty of guys getting touches for the South Shelby offense. Wood already with 54 yards on the ground. Burke with 19. Timbrook with 30. First and 10 for South Shelby on Putnam County's 10-yard line. Left to right go the Cardinals. 2:45 here to go in the first. 8-0 South Shelby looking to go up 2 touchdowns. Wood in the gun. Gets the snap. Option far side. He's going to keep it himself. Cuts back up the middle across the 10-yard line. Brought down at about the 8 for a short gain. Lots of movement for short yardage. That will bring up second and about 8 to go on the 2-yard carry by Brock Wood. And they will, in fact, place this at the 9. So that will be a 1-yard carry by Brock Wood. Clock now under 2:10 to go in the first. Ball on the Putnam County 9-yard line for South Shelby. Second and 9. Wood in the gun. He's got Burke to his left, Timbrook to his right. Two receivers near side, one on the far. Wood gets the snap. Quarterback keeper cuts back up the middle. Up to back to the near side. He goes, trying to bounce it outside. Finds the sidelines. Dives for the pylon on the near side. Touchdown. Brock Wood maneuvering his way through the defense. On the 9-yard touchdown run to put South Shelby up 14-0 with 1:50 to go in the first.
9-yard touchdown run.
He started going to the near side, cut back up the middle, and then cut back to the outside where he dove for the pylon, really maneuvering his way strategically through that defense. Under center goes David Fenton now, going for two. Is South Shelby the handoff on the end around and is stopped right away. Good defense there by Putnam County to keep it 14-0. Daniel Burke stood up at the line of scrimmage on that two-point conversion. So with 1:50 to go here in the first quarter, South Shelby up to 14-0. It will be Putnam County football when we get back here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Ferry Service of Clarence provides fast, dependable automotive service for everything from routine maintenance to minor repairs. Jeff can also help you with the purchase of new tires, tire repair, or a tire rotation and balance. Ferry Service of Clarence also sells gasoline and diesel fuel and will even pump your gas for you. Ferry Service of Clarence, your full-service station from automotive maintenance and repair to fuel. So stop on by and talk to Jeff about your automotive needs.
Cardiac rehabilitation at the Wellness Center at Samaritan Hospital is the solution for your heart. The Wellness Center is designed to optimize a cardiac patient's physical and social functioning. Patients at the Wellness Center are helped to safely reach and maintain their optimal level of activity. A doctor's referral is necessary for admission to the Wellness Center. Visit them online at smhmo.org.
Nothing is South Shelby's lead here from South Shelby High School against Putnam County. Ben Wittenstein here on Superstation Crest. 1:46 remaining in the first quarter. The return by Putnam County sees them now at their own 33-yard line. Moving right to left on your radio dial, ball placed on the far right hash mark. Under the gun now is backup quarterback for Putnam County, Tony Bondi. He's in the gun. He's going to be the first pass up the middle on the slant. It's intercepted. Brock Wood with the pickoff. Make that Daniel Burke with the pickoff on the slant pass by Tony Bondi. Putnam County trying to go through the air. Gavin McLean was the intended receiver. And it's picked off right at midfield. So Daniel Burke will get that interception. Tony Bondi coming in as the backup quarterback will be charged with the interception. So South Shelby gets the ball right back. They're going to put that ball on the Putnam County 47-yard line. And under center is David Fenton for South Shelby. He's going to pitch it to Daniel Burke, who hands it back off. Reverse end around Brock Wood trying to maneuver in the backfield, and he's going to be stood up and stopped for a loss of about 1 yard. Some trickery there by South Shelby, but nothing will be made. That will bring up second and 11. 1 yard loss on the Brockwood carry. Levi Fowler on the tackle for Putnam County. 14-0 is South Shelby's lead, coming off an interception with 65 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Ball on the Putnam County 48-yard line. Wood now in the gun. He's got one back on each side, two receivers on the near side. Four down linemen, Putnam County. They send four. Quarterback keeper up the middle. He has a hole. And brought down directly on the 45-yard line. Gain of three for Brock Wood. And that will bring up third down and 8.
Brock Wood with the
That will be Wood's 11th carry of the game. Still here in the first quarter. Clock now at 35 seconds to go. This Putnam County team needs an answer for Brock Wood right now. 11 carries, 67 yards, and a rushing touchdown. And with the play clock at 25, South Shelby will let this game clock run down as it's under 20 seconds. And officials stopping it. Looks like it's an official timeout as head referee Keith Randall goes over to talk to one of the line judges, Rick Nichols. Clock stopped at 15.3 seconds. I think there may have been an issue with the play clock. Keith Randall calls up to the booth here, calling for 30 seconds on the play clock. Right now it's stuck at 7. It was at 25 a moment ago.
30 seconds.
I think they're asking for 30 seconds on the game clock. 7 seconds will be on the play clock, I believe, if that stands. So South Shelby will need... Oh, no, they did put 25 seconds back on the play clock. So 25 on the play clock, 30 seconds on the game clock. Almost sounds like a basketball game right now. It will be third down and 8 for South Shelby. Left to right they go on the Putnam County 45-yard line. Woods in the gun. He's got Burke to his left. Two receivers far side, two near. We'll see if they try to pass this here. Wood with the snap. He's going to keep it himself. Bounces to the outside, but a shoestring tackle in the backfield. Good tackle there by Torque Brundage in the backfield to bring up fourth down back to 11. A 3-yard loss on the Brockwood carry. And that will be the end of the first quarter. So the Putnam County defense coming alive to end quarter number one. They are going to need it because they see themselves down now 14-0 as we head towards quarter number two. South Shelby ahead. They have the ball, fourth and 11. When we get back in 60 seconds on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Friends, do you want to enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture, and offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan. Member FDIC. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, Staff, and Students of the Putnam County R1 School District in Unionville are proud of their athletes for their teamwork, good sportsmanship, and hard work during every event. These same athletes show that same determination in the classroom. The Midgets are dedicated to their studies and to their future. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Putnam County R1 School in Unionville encourages all Midgets to keep up the good work in everything they do.
So on the 4th and 11, Brockwood will punt the ball for South Shelby. A wobbling punt angling towards the sidelines. And it will fall out of bounds on the Putnam County 27-yard line. So that's where Putnam County will take over as we flip the field to start quarter number two here on Superstation Crest, CentralMoInfo.com. Ben Wittenstein with you here. 14-0 is the South Shelby lead right now over Putnam County to start the second quarter. Brockwood with a rushing touchdown. Guy Timbrook with a rushing touchdown of his own. So Putnam County will start on their own 27-yard line. They haven't found much success on the offensive side of the ball thus far after an interception by backup quarterback Tony Bondi. But right now, Fowler under center. Bondi in motion. The handoff goes up the middle to Brundage, and there's a scrum right at the line of scrimmage as Brundage falls forward to the 29-yard line for a gain of 2. And that will bring up second down. And they're going to spot this exactly on the 30-yard line.
Gain of 3 on the play.
So that will be a gain of 3. And the official blowing a whistle for an official timeout. Seems like there is an equipment issue right now on one of the Putnam County offensive linemen. And I think they have everything all settled. So second down for Putnam County on their own 30-yard line, moving left to right. Levi Fowler right now will be in the gun. Two receivers on the near side, one on the far, and Brundage to his right hip. Handoff goes to Brundage up the middle, and he's got nowhere to go. Brought down at the 30-yard line. No gain on the run. That will bring up third down and 7 for Putnam County. He tried to go up the middle and bounce it to the outside, but that South Shelby defense swarmed him.
Third down.
So that will now be third down on that Brundage carry for no gain. Out of the huddle, Fowler sends two receivers to the far side, two on the near, Brundage behind him, Fowler in the pistol. He gets the snap, and it's a keeper on the option. He runs far side across the 40, breaks the tackle at the 40 to the 45, and knocked out of bounds at the 46-yard line for a first down and more. 16-yard carry by the quarterback, Levi Fowler, and Putnam County has gotten itself a first down. That was a nice option by Fowler. He had it in the gut of his running back, Tork Brundage, but saw that the linebackers were going more for Brundage, so he pulled it out at the last second and had a wide open lane down the far side. So first and 10, Putnam County on their own 46, a minute and a half here into the second quarter, down 14-0 to South Shelby. Fowler, pistol snap, option far side. He pitches it to Brundage down the far sidelines and gets hit hard at the 50-yard line. That will be a 4-yard gain for Putnam County, bringing up second down and 6 on the option. 7 yards on the ground for the junior, Tork Brundage. And this Putnam County team has a plethora of offensive weapons that they like to use. They send two receivers on each side, Fowler in the pistol, Brundage behind him. Bondi in motion, and it's a muff snap and picked up by Fowler, but he's knocked down in the backfield for a huge loss all the way back to the 43-yard line. And they're going to place this at the 45, so that will be a loss of 5 and bring up third down and 11 now for Putnam County, still in their own territory. That could have been disastrous as the South Shelby defensive line broke through pretty quickly, but Fowler able to jump on that ball at the last second. So third and 11, Putnam County, 9.5 to go here in the second on their own 45. Bondi in motion near side. Fowler back to pass, short drop, pocket collapsing, hand on his back, and he's brought down for a sack. Levi Fowler goes down. And the sack will be for South Shelby, bringing up fourth down on the tackle. Kaysen Wilt, one of the captains on this South Shelby defense. And that will bring up 4th and 13 for Putnam County. Fowler heads over to the sideline. Looks like he may have injured his right arm on that as he's getting it checked, and that's going to force a timeout by Putnam County head coach Clyde Bondi. 4th and 11 for Putnam County on their own 43-yard line. South Shelby up 14-0, 9:07 to go here in the second quarter here on Superstation Crest. We will take a 30-second break and be back with more here on the Superstation.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Fourth and 11 for Putnam County on their own 43-yard line, 9:07 to go here in the second quarter. South Shelby 14-0. And Putnam County will be punting, and punting for them will be Jack Hartwick. Back to receive, Daniel Burke and Brock Wood for South Shelby standing on their own 20. It's a high arcing punt. Burke will receive it at the 14 and step out of bounds, inside the 20 at the 24-yard line. So a good punt there by Putnam County to put South Shelby back inside their own territory. So they will start the drive at their own 24. They've been getting some pretty good offensive success back in the first quarter. They went 80 yards on their opening drive for a touchdown. And the second drive they had, 37 yards they went for a touchdown. So they will start on their own 24-yard line, moving right to left. Ball placed on the far side, right hash mark. Brock Wood in the gun, one back to each side. And a pre-snap whistle. And I believe it is a timeout. And I think it will be a timeout called by South Shelby. Let's see who that timeout will be. And it, in fact, is called by Putnam County. 8:58 remaining here in the second quarter. 14-0 is the South Shelby lead over Putnam County. They have the ball on their own 24-yard line, and they have been seeing plenty of success on the offensive side of the ball. Take a second to thank some of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Heinz Body Shop, Harley Kropp, your local shelter insurance agent. Heinz Performance Parts, Salt River Community Care, Shelby County, R4 School District of Shelbina and Clarence, Shelbina Villa Life Care, all of Shelbina, Joyce's Embroidery, Barry Service, both of Clarence, Putnam County R1 School of Unionville, Lyle and Collins Family Funeral Home, both of Unionville. Ben Wittenstein with you here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. Some Week 2 high school football on regional radio. South Shelby up 14-0 over Putnam County with 9 minutes to go in the second. South Shelby with the ball on their own 24, first and 10. Low snap to the feet of Brock Wood. He picks it up. He's going to have to improvise here in the backfield, but he's hounded, wrapped up, and brought down on the sideline. A huge loss there off a bad snap. And the ball will be placed all the way back on the 16-yard line. An 8-yard loss for South Shelby will bring up second and 18.
Daniel Burton on the carry.
Wood with 12 carries tonight so far, 64 yards.
Okay, Brundage on the top.
So second and 18 for South Shelby on their own 16-yard line, moving right to left. Brock Wood in the gun. He's got one running back on each side, two receivers on the near, one on the far. And Guy Timbrook stopped at the line of scrimmage and brought down as he falls forward maybe for a yard. But Brundage was the man on the tackle to meet him at the line of scrimmage. That is no easy task. Guy Timbrook, the junior, standing at 6'3", 180 pounds. But Brundage was able to get his pad levels low and make the tackle. Third and 17 after the one-yard gain by Guy Timbrook.
Gain of a couple of yards, third down 17.
7:40 to go here in the second. So this Putnam County defense has done a good job the last couple of drives to hold Brock Wood. Wood, direct snap. He's going to run it. Strung out near side, trying to turn the corner. Almost wrapped up and finally brought down at the 19. He almost had a shoestring tackle, but he kept pumping his feet and moving forward, brought down after the 2-yard gain. That will bring up fourth down and 15 with the ball at about the 20-yard line. Clock now under 7 minutes to go here in the second. 14-0 South Shelby's lead, and decision time for them, fourth and 15 on their own 20. And it looks like Wood will be back to punt. Lopez and Fowler back to receive. It's a high snap, and Burke has to come up with it. He's going to punt it from his own 5, and it's a sped-up punt where he forced it, and it rolls out of bounds on the near side at the 38-yard line. They'll put that at the 39. So that will be a 19-yard punt after a high snap where Burke had to kick it with pressure coming from behind. That Putnam County defensive line doing its job, getting there quickly, forcing a quick punt. And they get rewarded with good field position starting on the South Shelby 39-yard line, going left to right. Down 14-0, 6:44 to go here in the second. Fowler in the pistol, two receivers on the near, one on the far. And Brundage behind him. Whitney goes in motion, an option near side, pitch Brundage at the 40. Hard hit on the near side. Kaysen Wilt, a good textbook wrap-up tackle of Brundage. Brundage for a loss of about one at the 40-yard line. You could hear that hit from up here in the press box. There's a reason Kaysen Wilt at 5'11", a junior, is one of the captains on this defense. A lead returning tackler, had 71 tackles last season. He had 12 in his last game against Bowling Green, and we have an equipment issue, so some substitutions being made. Hollister Spurgeon has to come out, some helmet issues there, and coming in for him will be O.D. Perkins on the offensive line. Second and 11, Putnam County on the South Shelby 40. Under center is Fowler, Brundage behind him. Whitney's in motion, and it's going to be an option to Whitley. And he's got room to run across the 35, where he's brought down at about the 32-yard line, a gain of 8 for the senior Will Whitney.
Will Whitney.
And that will bring up third down and about 3. Ball on the South Shelby 32. Third and 3, 5.5 to go in the second. Fowler under center, and he's going to keep up and get wrapped up and sacked in the backfield. That defensive line for South Shelby was ready. Guy Timbrook will get credited with that sack. And that will bring up fourth down, a huge third down sack by that South Shelby defense.
35.
Ball placed on the 35 for a loss of three, bringing up fourth and seven as we approach 5 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. We'll see what Putnam County does here, down two touchdowns. So now Tony Bondi will be the quarterback. He's in the pistol. He gets the snap, back to pass. Looks over the middle, trying on a slant, and it's intercepted. Daniel Burke again with the pickoff. He's at the 35, the 40, following one blocker at midfield and brought down from behind by Tony Bondi in Putnam County territory at the Putnam County 46. A huge interception by Daniel Burke, his second of the game. And South Shelby will take over in Putnam County territory, up two touchdowns. And we will get an official's timeout, so we will take it with them with 4:43 to go here in the second quarter. South Shelby up 14-0. They have the ball on the Putnam County 47 when we get back in 60 seconds on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the Business Loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Seacom Incorporated of Bethel, the company behind the scenes, installing buried fiber optic for Sheraton Valley Telephone in Macon and surrounding communities. When it comes to helping provide fiber services, Seacom Incorporated has 25 years of experience in the telephone industry. They remind you to always check before you dig. Call Seacom Incorporated of Bethel today at 660-284-6234.
So Putnam County, South Shelby's ball on the Putnam County 47. Brock Wood up the middle inside the 40. He drags a couple defenders with him down to the 36-yard line. An 11-yard carry by Brock Wood. He now has 77 yards on the ground and 14 carries and a touchdown. After the interception by Daniel Burke, South Shelby is in business in Putnam County territory. 14-0, 4.5 to go here in the second. South Shelby moving right to left, ball in the near hash mark. One receiver on the far side and one running back on each side of Wood in the gun. Four down linemen, Putnam County. Handoff, Tim Brook up the middle. Following his blockers, has some space into the secondary and brought down at the 29-yard line for a gain of seven. That will bring up second and three.
Tim Brook on the carry.
Tim Brook now with 46 yards on the ground on six carries. South Shelby is rolling on the offensive side of the ball. Putnam County's defense had been good the past couple of drives, but it's tough coming off an interception and having to defend starting in your own territory. Handoff goes to Daniel Burke, cuts back up the middle for a gain of a few, tackled at about the 25-yard line for a gain of five, and that will be just good enough for a first down as they move the chains. 24 yards on the ground by the junior Daniel Burke. Had 10 carries last season for 59 yards. And already has four carries in week two tonight. He's coming off an 18-carry, 41-yard game last week against Bowling Green. He scored a touchdown as well. Quarterback or his coach says he has good vision, and he helps a lot on the zone read. We'll get a timeout called by Rob Wilt and South Shelby. So we'll take that break with them. 3:25 to go here in the second quarter. 14-0 South Shelby's lead, and it's ball on the Putnam County 25-yard line with a first down. When we get back in 30 seconds here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Telecom members, this message is for you. Join NEMR Telecom CEO Board of Directors and employees at our 61st annual meeting, Saturday, September 22nd at the Green City High School. This year's theme is Building Better Broadband, and that's exactly what NEMR has been doing. Doors open at 4:30 for a free dinner, followed by the annual meeting at 6:30. All members get a goodie bag and a chance to win huge cash prizes, a $500, $750, $50 or $1,000. Remember, Saturday, September 22nd at the Green City High School.
South Shelby ball at the Putnam County 25-yard line. First and 10, Wood in the gun. Gets the snap, handoff, Tim Brook. He's trying to bounce it to the outside, but gets wrapped up and tackled in the backfield. Plethora of tacklers on that one. Bondi will be one of the tacklers, as well as Jack Hartwig for Putnam County. And after the play, Brock Wood was motioning up the middle of the field. I think he wanted Tim Brook to cut up the middle instead of trying to bounce to the outside. Nevertheless, that will be a 3-yard loss on the Guy Timbrook run, bringing up second and 13. Under 3 minutes now to go in the second quarter. Ball on the Putnam County 28-yard line for South Shelby. Already up 14-0. Far right hash, Wood in the gun. He's got Burke to his right. It's an option far side. Fakes the pitch, cuts back up the middle, has space inside the 20, inside the 15. Still room to run, breaks a couple tackles to the far side, gets in the end zone, touchdown. 28-yard touchdown run by the senior All-Stater, Brock Wood. And he puts South Shelby up 20-0 with 2:35 to go in the second quarter. Hundred and 6 yards on the ground for Brock Wood, 15 carries, and that was a huge possession by this Cardinals football team. They will be going for two with Wood in the gun. He's got one running back on each side, and Wilkerson on the far side as a receiver. Handoff, Burke up the middle, huge hole, and he walks right through. Two-point conversion is good. That will make it 22-0 South Shelby with 2:35 to go here in the second quarter. We will see if Putnam County can answer. They have struggled through the air and on the ground in this first half, but they have about 2.5 minutes to try to get on the board before halftime. We will take a 60-second break here on Crest and be back with the Putnam County possession here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Ferry Service of Clarence provides fast, dependable automotive service for everything from routine maintenance to minor repairs. Jeff can also help you with the purchase of new tires, tire repair, or a tire rotation and balance. Ferry Service of Clarence also sells gasoline and diesel fuel and will even pump your gas for you. Ferry Service of Clarence, your full-service station from automotive maintenance and repair to fuel. So stop on by and talk to Jeff about your automotive needs.
When you are in a time of need, friends are the ones you look upon. Blaylon Collins Family Funeral Home of Unionville are the friends you can count on. Located on South 27th Street in Unionville, they offer a spacious and beautiful facility that provides plenty of parking, seating, and the utmost respect and care that you and your loved ones deserve. Contact Kevin Collins or Anna Watts, directors at 660-947-2200. Blaylon Collins Family Funeral Home of Unionville, helping you share your loved ones' memories the compassionate way.
So South Shelby, I think, tried an onside kick there, but it didn't go the required amount of yardage. So Putnam County will start in great field position on the South Shelby 47-yard line. So this is a great opportunity for Putnam County to make some moves inside South Shelby territory to start their drive down 22-0 with 2:35 to go in the second quarter. Much of the storms that we saw moving through the area to start this game have moved out. Partly cloudy skies right now as the sun begins to set. Fowler gets the pistol snap, hands it off to Brundage, bounces to the far side, down the sideline he goes, inside the 40 and brought down out of bounds at about the 38-yard line for a gain, let's see, of about 9 yards. So that will bring up second down and one on the 9-yard run by Torque Brundage.
Wood on the stop
there. But for the amount of times that this Putnam County team has gone to their junior running back, Brundage, they have seen pretty good yards. He is an aggressive runner at 6 foot, 175 pounds. Breaking the huddle, Fowler in the pistol. Got two receivers on the near, two on the far. Play action, Fowler takes it himself, goes to the far side and turns the corner at the 35, knocked out of bounds. Flags fly as well in the backfield. That will be a first down five for Fowler as he was knocked out at the 34-yard line. a gain of four, but we'll see what this penalty is. It's going backwards. Putnam County called for the hold. It's been penalties as well that has been hurting Putnam County. That would have been a first down for Fowler and Putnam County, but they get called for the hold, so they will be pushed back 5 yards. And the ball now at just about the 45-yard line, and that will be second down and eight. Putnam County moving left to right. It is an illegal block. Fowler in the pistol. Two receivers on each side. Brundage behind him. Four down linemen for South Shelby. They send four. Fowler back to pass. Short drop. Throws near side Hartwig, and he makes the catch at the 36. And nice wrap up and tackle by Dylan Durbin. But that will be good enough for the first down on the 9-yard pass. They needed eight, and they got nine. And they're going to spot it directly at the 35. So Fowler with a nice pass to the near side. And so Putnam County gets a fresh set of downs as they move the chains. 1:30 remaining here in the second. South Shelby holding on to that 22-0 lead. Putnam County on South Shelby's 35. Left to right they go. Fowler in the pistol. Brundage behind him. He's back to pass again. Looks over the middle, and he's got Hartwig again. He makes the catch at the 24. Nice wrap up by Daniel Burke. And they're going to give him the extra yards to the 23-yard line. A 12-yard pass by Fowler to Hartwig. And that will be another first down. The ball placed on South Shelby's 23.
Daniel Burke on the top of South Shelby.
So Jack Hartwig, the favorite receiver for Levi Fowler right now. Hartwig, the 6-foot sophomore, 150 pounds. And it's first and 10, under a minute to go. Ball on South Shelby's 23. Fowler in the pistol. He's back to pass again. Short drop goes far side flat. This time Whitney has it, and he scampers down the far sidelines. Knocked out of bounds for a gain of nine at about the, we're going to say, 15-yard line is where they spotted. So that will be an 8-yard pass. And a timeout called by Putnam County with the clock at 39 seconds. And the ball to South Shelby, 15. It will be second and two. So Levi Fowler going to work here on that 8-yard pass. Now 29 yards through the air. He's looked at two receivers, and this is a Midgets team that really does not throw the ball that often. But now down 22-0 with, they got the ball with just under 2.5 to go in this game. They decided to go through the air and some short passes, a couple to Hartwig on some slants and one in the flat to Whitney. It's been working for them pretty well. They've been moving the ball pretty fluidly. Don't forget, at half, we will send you to the Moberly Motors Sports Desk. Moberly Motors, driven by tradition. Out of the timeout, 39 seconds to go here in the second quarter. South Shelby up 22-0, but Putnam County on the South Shelby 15-yard line. Second and two. Ball in the far left hash as this Midgets team moves left to right. Two on the two receivers on the near side, two on the far. Fowler in the pistol. Brundage behind him. Four down linemen. South Shelby goes four. Fowler back to pass. Throws over the middle on a slant. Touchdown into the end zone. Hartwig with a nice catch. 15-yard touchdown pass by Levi Fowler. And Putnam County gets on the board with 33 seconds to go in the second. Jack Hartwig was the favorite receiver for Levi Fowler, and he went to him three times on that drive. Putnam County going for two. Fowler, option near side. It goes to Perez, trying to escape some tacklers inside the five, but South Shelby builds a wall and nowhere to go. So the score remains 22-6 with 33 seconds to go, but Putnam County gets on the board towards the end of that second quarter. You have to think that is very important for Clyde Bondi and company, trying to get those points before halftime, before being shut out this whole game beforehand. So we'll take a 30-second break and be back with the last 33 seconds of this half. 22-6, South Shelby with the lead and the ball when we come back.
Friends, do you want to enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture, and offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan. Member FDIC.
.5 seconds remaining officially on the clock here in the second quarter. Putnam County coming off a 15-yard touchdown pass. Levi Fowler to Jack Hartwig, his sophomore receiver at 6 feet tall. And Aaron Perez back to kick for Putnam County. It's a high kick all the way back to the end zone. Daniel Burke receives it at the goal line. He's going to take it forward across the 20, sprinting forward, and hit at just about the 24, where he's brought down with 28 seconds remaining here in this second quarter. Ben Wittenstein with you here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. It had been all South Shelby up until about 7 seconds ago or so, when Putnam County moved down the field. Four consecutive passes by this Midgets team. Three of them went to the sophomore Jack Hartwig, and he made a 15-yard touchdown pass on a slant and a nice, clean pass by the senior quarterback, Levi Fowler. South Shelby takes over at their own 24-yard line, up 22-6. 28 seconds remaining as they move right to left. See if we get some glance of Brock Wood's arm. He's in the gun, one running back to his right. The handoff goes to Burke. Nice move at the line of scrimmage, and he's trying to get strung out. And before he turns the corner, he gets hit at the 24. No gain. But the first tackler up to Burke, he made a nice juke move and got the defender on the ground. He was able to get some space to maneuver more towards the sidelines. But that Putnam County defense, quick up on him to bring him down for a gain of zero. And the clock will now wind down all the way to halftime. So Putnam County showing some life towards the end of the second quarter to bring the score to 22-6. It will be Putnam County ball to start the third quarter after halftime. South Shelby got it first, so they will be kicking off to start the third. We will take a 15-minute break for halftime. 22-6, South Shelby's lead over Putnam County. You're at half on Press and CentralMoInfo.com.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the Buffalo Rotisserie-Style Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a rallying cry, please.
Coming right up.
Crusaders of flavor! Ahead lies the bold and spicy Buffalo Rotisserie-Style Chicken Signature Wrap. There may come a day when you wish for bland flavor, but it is not this day! This day, we feast! Go forth to Subway and make it what you want!
Limited time at participating shops.
We have a new physician at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Please welcome Dr. Tom Alito to our team. Dr. Alito is well known in Mid-Missouri and specializes in joint replacement of the hip and knee. For an appointment with Dr. Alito or any one of our physicians, call us at 573-443-2402. You can also make an appointment online at our website, ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are the difference.
Go Panthers! The Monroe City R1 School District is proud of their Monroe City Panthers with hard work and long, hard hours of practice for the players. The team effort doesn't stop there. The parents and fans have been right there cheering the Panthers on. Team spirit is alive and thriving in the Monroe City School District. Students work hard, set goals, but take time to enjoy the extracurricular activities that you're involved in through your high school career. Monroe City R1 continues to cheer for student athletes in everything they strive to do. Go Panthers! And good evening. It's time for the Halftime Report. Halftime is brought to you tonight by Mobley Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. We're going to start with the highlights of the game you're listening to tonight on Crest. It is Putnam County at South Shelby. Ben Wittenstein with the call. South Shelby getting on the board midway through the first.
Wood in a gun, one running back on each side. First and goal on the Putnam County 9. The handoff goes to Timbrook. Over the middle he goes. hits by a defender, and he falls forward. Will this be a touchdown? It will. 9-yard carry, Guy Timbrook for the first score of the game, and South Shelby goes up 6.
2-point conversion was good. That made it 8-0 in favor of South Shelby. And then it was Brock Wood with a minute 50 remaining in the first.
Wood in the gun. He's got Burke to his left, Timbrook to his right. Two receivers near side, one on the far. Wood gets the snap. Quarterback keeper cuts back up the middle, up to back to the near side. He goes, trying to bounce it outside, finds the sidelines, dives for the pylon on the near side. Touchdown! Brock Wood maneuvering his way through the defense. On the 9-yard touchdown run to put South Shelby up 14-0 with 1:50 to go in the first.
And the 2-point run failed 14-0 after one quarter play. South Shelby would score again with 2:35 left in the second.
Wood in the gun. He's got Burke to his right. It's an option far side. Fakes the pitch. Cuts back up the middle. Has space inside the 20, inside the 15. Still room to run. Breaks a couple tackles to the far side. Gets in the end zone. Touchdown. 28-yard touchdown run by the senior all-stater Brock Wood. And he puts South Shelby up 20-0 with 2:35 to go in the second quarter.
And the 2-point conversion was good on Rowan Burke. Run made 22-0. Putnam County scoring just before halftime, 22-6 the score here at the half. Take a look at other scores. Mobley Spartans just scored. First quarter, that game started a half hour late because of lightning in the area. 7-0 in favor of Mobley over School of the Osage. In the Clarence-Kenton Conference, night first quarter score, Macon leading Highland by a score of 7-0. Fayette leading Scotland County 16-0 in the second quarter in the Lewis and Clark Conference. And elsewhere tonight, in the AAA, Father Tolton is trailing Lutheran St. Charles by a score of 6-0 in the first quarter. Second quarter, Mexico leading California 15-0. South Callaway 7-0 over Herman. That's in the second quarter. Boonville 7-6 over Holden. Hannibal 7-0 over Jeff City. That all in the second quarter. Chillicothe and Kirksville scoreless in the second. Blair Oaks leading Oak Grove 28-0 in the second quarter. Eldon 6-0 on Owensville in the second quarter. North Callaway leading Tipton 14-6 in the second quarter. Warrensburg in the second quarter leading Marshall by a score of 20-0. St. Charles Duchenne leading Wright City by a score of 7-0. In the first quarter. We've got a couple of baseball games for you tonight as well on regional radio. As the St. Louis Cardinals are in action, they're on 99.9 The Captain tonight. And they are taking on the Cincinnati Reds. That is 4-2 Cardinals. That is in the second inning. The Reds scoring 2 in the first, and the Cardinals getting 4 runs in the bottom half of the second inning. The other game going on tonight, on the other side of the state, Kansas City Royals are hosting Baltimore. That's 1-1 in the third inning. We'll take a break. Be back with more of the Halftime Show brought to you by Moberly Motors. You're listening to Superstation Crest, KRES Moberly.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition. And that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
It is 4 minutes after 8 o'clock. This is the Halftime Show brought to you by Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. We do have Moberly's touchdown from the game over on Information Radio Quicks. Well, we got the score for you. We don't have the cut on that yet. It was Curtis Walter with a 59-yard touchdown run for the Moberly Spartans with 2:23 remaining in the first quarter. Moberly leading by a score of 7-0. That's the only score we have so far from that game, and no score reported yet on the game on Glory 97. Paris is taking on Salisbury. That was also a late start thanks to lightning in the area. Once again, it is 22-6 in favor of South Shelby, halftime of this one. As we take a look at the scoreboard once again real quick, and we'll get it back out to Ben Wittenstein here in just a few moments. Updated scores around the area. Moberly 7-0 in the first quarter. South Shelby 22-6 at the half over Putnam County. Macon 7-0 in the first quarter over Highland. Fayette 16-0 over Scotland County in the second. St. Charles Lutheran 6-0 over Father Tolton in the first. Mexico 15-0 over California in the second. South Callaway 7-0 over Herman in the second. Boonville 7-6 over Holden in the second. Hannibal 7-0 over Jeff City in the second. Chillicothe and Kirksville scoreless in the second last check. Blair Oaks 28-0 over Oak Grove second quarter. Eldon 6-0 over Owensville. North Callaway 14-6 in the second quarter over Tipton. And Warrensburg 20-0 over Marshall in the second quarter. St. Charles Duchesne 7-0 over Wright City in the first. Once again, a lot of the games starting a little bit later than usual tonight because of the lightning that came through late afternoon, early evening. That's going to do it for our report from the Moberly Motors Sports Desk. Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. Stick around after the game. We'll have End Zone here on Crest. We'll have highlights from all the games. We will have our Player of the Week at the end of the night as well, and we'll have the Red Weir scoreboard throughout the evening as well. We'll take a break, and about 2 minutes, we'll send it back out to Ben Wittenstein, as he has South Shelby and Putnam County. We'll get back to that next here on Superstation Chris.
This is probably the most important radio ad you will ever hear. This is Andy Bush with Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. When you use our app to do your banking, all your bank information stays secure. Your banking is done on the app, not on the phone or tablet. And when you close the app, all your information remains on our computer, not on your phone or tablet. And that's important because no one can pick up your phone and access your bank accounts. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
From tune-up to rebuilding and installing a transmission, the goal of J.C. Automotive Repair in Monroe City is to provide you with the highest quality repair service and products. J.C.'s ASE-certified professionals keep in stride with new manufacturer specifications in the mechanical aspects of your auto or truck. J.C. Automotive Repair uses the latest technology to repair your vehicle with the industry's leading Snap-on auto diagnostic system. Their computerized wheel alignment rack produces factory position adjustments to your vehicle for the safety of you and your family. J.C. Automotive Repair in Monroe City for all things automotive since 1960. View jcautoparts.com.
The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance is here. Come in now for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months on hardworking Rangers, legendary sportsmen ATVs, and high-performance RZRs. Stop by Extreme Recreation in Brookfield for more information on your Polaris ATV or UTV. Offers valid in the U.S. through 6/30/18 on select new 2014 through 2019 vehicles subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet and never drink and ride.
At Shelton Seed, we not only supply printed feed and minerals for your cattle, we also carry a complete line of printed feeds for swine, goats, sheep, horses, poultry, dogs, and cats. Whether it's Gallagher Fencing, Ritchie Waters, MLS Tubs, Vet Supplies, or pasture and lawn seeds, Shelton Seed of Centralia is a partner you can trust to supply your farming operation with superior products. This is Dwayne of Shelton Seed of Centralia. We're also a proud partner of our community, our schools, and a big supporter of our area youth.
The Westrand Athletic Boosters are very proud of the Westrand Hornets and Lady Hornets who work hard and make sacrifices to represent their school, both in the classroom and in each game. Parents and fans of the Westrand Hornets, be sure and pick up shirts or sweatshirts at the home games and show off your Hornet pride. You can also sign up to be a Booster member for the new school year. Visiting teams are invited to come out early for the game and enjoy a freshly grilled hamburger or hot dog, along with a variety of other concession foods provided by the Westrand Athletic Boosters.
Back here at South Shelby High School on Superstation Press, CentralMoInfo.com. Appreciate everyone tuning in. Halftime score right now, 22-6 in favor of South Shelby over Putnam County. Putnam County did come back towards the end of that second quarter with 33 seconds left, a 15-yard pass from Fowler to Hartwig. It was a beautiful pass on a slant route by Hartwig, and it was part of a five-play, four passes out of those five plays on that drive by Putnam County to end the first half. So I'm sure head coach Clyde Bondy is talking to them about maybe their passing game and assuming they're going to try to go through the air a little bit more for the second half. Taking a look at some stats here at halftime on the Putnam County side, Levi Fowler, their quarterback, 4-for-5 on the night, 44 yards and a touchdown. Tony Bondy, the backup quarterback, came in and threw an interception on his only pass play of the night. On the ground, Torque Brundage, 16 yards on 4 carries. Brundage, the junior, has relied a lot to run the ball on the ground. Some other players with carries for Putnam County, Will Whitney with 8 yards, Levi Fowler with 16. Jack Hartwig through the air, 3 catches for 33 yards and a touchdown. And Will Whitney has a catch for 8 yards on the night so far. So that is the Putnam County midget stats. On the South Shelby side, Brock Wood has not attempted a pass yet. He was 1-for-6 in his game last week against Bowling Green for 3 yards and 3 interceptions. So I'm assuming Rob Wilt, their head coach, is trying to keep it on the ground for the most part. And that really is where Wood has been doing most of his damage. 15 carries, 106 yards, and 2 touchdowns for the All-State athlete, Brock Wood. Daniel Burke has also been getting some carries, 4 rushes for 24 yards. Guy Timbrook, 7 carries, 46 yards on the ground, and a touchdown. No wide receiving stats for anybody on South Shelby. David Fenton has come in a couple of times to relieve Brock Wood at the quarterback position, but he has not passed or run the ball yet. And Sean Wilkerson, the sophomore, hasn't seen any passes or run calls his way just yet. The scoring plays back in the first half, 7:27 left in the first, a 9-yard touchdown run by Guy Timbrook, capped off an 80-yard drive to open up this game. As well, with 1:50 remaining in the first, a 9-yard carry, Brock Wood, that was his first touchdown in the second. It took all the way to 2 minutes and 35 seconds to go in the second for Brock Wood to get his second touchdown of the night to bring it to 22-0. And then finally, to end the first half, a 15-yard touchdown pass, Levi Fowler to Jack Hartwig with 33 seconds remaining. They did not get the 2-point conversion. So that is where we stand, 22-6. Taking a check at some of our sponsors, we want to thank for making this broadcast possible here on Superstation Press or online on our stream at centralmoinfo.com. Heinz Body Shop, Harley Croft, your local shelter insurance agent. Heinz Performance Parts, Salt River Community Care, Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbina and Clarence, Shelbyville Life Care, all of Shelbina. Joyce's Embroidery, both of our Berry Service, both of Clarence. Putnam County R1 School of Unionville, Plyle and Collins Family Funeral Home, both of Unionville. Exchange Bank of Shelbyville, Cahoka, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, and Memphis. O'Loughlin Incorporated, with locations in Shelbina, Macon, and Marceline. Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, serving all of Northeast Missouri. Seacom Incorporated of Bethel, Putnam County State Bank of Unionville and Milan, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. And Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out at capitalmo.gov. We'll take a break and be back with the start of the third quarter. Putnam County will get the ball first, down 22-6. Here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Do I qualify for wound healing treatment at Samaritan Hospital's Wound Healing Center?
If you are suffering from diabetic ulcers, infections, radiation injuries, or wounds that haven't healed within 30 days, you can call the Samaritan Hospital Wound Healing Center today for an evaluation. There's no referral needed. Call 660-395-8330. That's 660-395-8330 and let them help you heal. Samaritan Hospital in Macon. Community-focused, personalized service.
O'Laughlin Incorporated, with facilities in Macon, Marceline, and Shelbina, is a family-owned and operated business since 1950. O'Laughlin Incorporated handles rock, sand, and ready-mix concrete. They also offer bulk hauling and dump trucks or van trailers, plus provide paving supplies and bulk pneumatics. But their services don't stop there. O'Laughlin Incorporated also provides lime hauling and VRT spreading services. For more information, call an O'Laughlin location near you in Macon, Marceline, and Shelbina.
Hello, Panther fans. I'm Tony Stewart, administrator and owner of the Stewart House in Centralia, Missouri. For over 35 years, we've been serving the Centralia and surrounding areas in a fully licensed long-term care facility, offering skilled nursing services in a home-like setting. Our residents enjoy delicious home-cooked meals and social and recreational activities throughout the year. I would like to invite you to come visit our team at 117 South Hickman and take a tour. We have around-the-clock staffing and look forward to making our house your home. The Stewart House is a proud supporter of the Centralia Panthers and Lady Panthers.
We have about 60 seconds remaining in halftime here from South Shelby High School. Ben Wittenstein with you here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. Thank you for tuning in on your Friday night as part of our regional radio sports broadcast, High School Football Week 2. And it's been a fun matchup so far. South Shelby up 22-6, Putnam County scoring towards the end of that second quarter. Now, this game also kind of started with somewhat of uncertainty. Plenty of games around the area getting delayed a little bit because of the rain that we saw earlier today and towards the early part of the evening. Around 6 o'clock, there was some rain across Big K country. We saw some lightning in the area as well. We had a slight lightning delay at about 6:15. They did not allow the fans to come and sit on these metal bleachers that they have here in front of us of the press box at South Shelby, and so they didn't allow fans to come sit until about 6:40. We had to wait for the lightning to get at least 20 miles away from the stadium, and by about 6:30, 6:35, the lightning strikes were about 23, 25 miles away, so that allowed this game to start on time. We're about set for kickoff. South Shelby will be kicking off to start half number two. They will be kicking right to left. They're donned in their home all red uniforms from head to toe, red helmets, red jerseys, red pants, white lettering, and the South Shelby logo on their helmets. Putnam County in their visiting whites, white jerseys, blue pants, blue helmet, and blue lettering. It's a short kick from South Shelby and brought down, or uncovered, I should say, at the 40-yard line for Putnam County. So that is where this Midgets team will start. They're going to put them directly on the 41-yard line. So Putnam County will start their drive to start the second half at their own 41-yard line, moving left to right on your radio dial, trying to take the momentum. They ended the first half with those four consecutive passes by quarterback Levi Fowler. So we'll see what they do here to start the second half, down 22-6. Fowler in the pistol, two receivers on each side, and the handoff goes up the middle to Torque Brundage for the carry. He stopped right at the line of scrimmage for no gain, and that'll bring up second down. They tried to go to Brundage a lot back in the first quarter, and it was working somewhat. He was finding some space. The blocking was pretty good, but it really couldn't get any major yardage from it, which forced them to punt a couple times on fourth down. And they go to him again to start the third quarter. It will be second down and 10, ball on their own 41-yard line, down 22-6. Fowler in the pistol, Brundage behind him, two receivers on each side spread out. Fowler with the snap, short drop back, looks to pass. Over the middle he goes. Hartwig again, catch of the 45. He's on the run inside the 30. Brought down from behind. He's stripped. The ball is loose at the 25. Picked up by Daniel Burke from South Shelby. Going the other way. Wrapped up and tackled at the 42-yard line of South Shelby. And that is a turn of events. Hartwig had a huge gain. He would have been brought down inside the South Shelby 25-yard line. Instead, it is stripped loose by Daniel Burke, picked up and brought the other way. So South Shelby will take over at their own 42-yard line. What an opportunity there by Putnam County. But that South Shelby secondary able to strip it away. And they have the ball now here at the start of the third quarter. What a turn of events. South Shelby on their own 42, now going right to left. Brock Wood already with two touchdowns on the ground in the gun. He's got one back on each side and one receiver on the far side. Ball on the near side hash. Putnam County looking to blitz. And they do. The ball handoff goes to Burke up the middle, tries to go off tackle right. Instead, he's wrapped up and brought down after a short gain of one. And that will bring up second down and nine with the ball on their own 43-yard line.
Second down nine.
Ball placed in the middle of the field. Clock now at 10:45 remaining here in the third quarter. A tough fumble by Hartwig after a huge gain. Second and nine on their own 43. Wood in the gun. He's got Burke to his right. Two receivers on the near, one on the far. Four down, Putnam County defensive lineman. Handoff and end around to Wilkerson. Turns to try to cut up field at the line of scrimmage. And he's still going forward. Escapes a couple of tackles. And he falls across the 45 to the 46-yard line for a gain of three. And that'll bring up third down and six. And the ball remains on the South Shelby 46-yard line. That will be Wilkerson's first carry of the game. And so it will bring up third down and six. Now under 10 minutes to go here in the third. South Shelby doesn't need to rush anything, trying to use as much clock as they can, holding on to this 22-6 lead. Wood checks his left wrist for the play. He's in the gun. He's got Burke to his right. Two receivers far side, one on the near. Timbrook lined up, staggered off the line on the near side. And there's a whistle pre-snap, flags fly. This could very well be offsides, but it looks like it is going to be a false start on South Shelby. Head referee for tonight's game, Keith Randall, signals false start. So that will push South Shelby back 5 yards. And that will be third and 11 now with the ball on their own 41-yard line. So a defensive win there by Putnam County, trying to get the ball back as fast as they can after what's seeming like a pretty successful passing game so far. 9:20 to go here in the third, 22-6, South Shelby's lead. It's ball moving right to left on its own 41. Third and 11, Wood in the gun, gets the snap, play action. He's going to the far side, looks downfield, makes a pass. On the far side, sidelines, picked off. Torque Brundage with the interception around midfield on the far side sidelines. He goes crashing into his own sideline on his bench and is mobbed by his teammates. We'll see if he held on to that ball. It may have been incomplete, but we'll see what these officials say. And it looks like it indeed was intercepted. And so Putnam County will have the ball on South Shelby's 49-yard line. So a turnover by Putnam County on the offensive side. Now South Shelby turns it over. Brock Wood with his first interception of the game, his fourth on the year in two games. Putnam County on South Shelby's 49-yard line, moving left to right. First and 10 for them, down 22-6. Fowler in the pistol, two receivers on the far side, two on the near. He's been targeting his wide receiver, Jack Hartwig, the last couple of times. Back to pass, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper. Strung out near side, hitting the backfield, trying to escape some tackles, but nowhere to go. Brought down inside his own territory now at the 46-yard line of Putnam County. That will be a loss of five, and that will bring up about second and 15. Fowler looked like he was going to pass, but instead kept it himself and was brought down by a tough South Shelby defensive line, which broke through pretty quickly.
A 4-yard loss.
So they're going to say this is second and 14 now. Ball placed on their own 46-yard line. First down marker all the way by the South Shelby 39-yard line. Break the huddle, Fowler in the pistol. He's got Brundage behind him, two receivers on each side. Ball in the middle of the field. Snap Fowler, he's back to pass, looking, scans the field, heaves it far side down the sidelines, just out of the reach at the 20-yard line of Gavin McLean, but flags fly. We may see some pass interference here. That was a 30-yard heave by the senior
pass
Fowler.
Was incomplete. There's a flag.
And we'll see what these officials say. Discussing it right now in the middle of the field. Maybe offensive pass interference. We'll see what they call. The ball placed on Putnam County's 46-yard line. Officials still discussing it. Will be against South Shelby as they move that ball forward across midfield. all the way to the 39-yard line. That will be pass interference on South Shelby. So a big, much-needed yards advancement for Putnam County. Now back inside South Shelby territory. 8:09 to go here in the third quarter. South Shelby up 22-6. But the passing game for Putnam County has been finding success, so we'll see if they continue to go through the air.
15-yard middle.
And this is directly where that first down marker was, so we'll see if they count this as a first down or if they keep it at second down. Officials trying to determine that now as a bit of a conference on that far side sidelines. And head referee Keith Randall signals first down, so Putnam County, fresh set of downs, and a huge pass interference penalty by South Shelby. First and 10 for this Midgets team on South Shelby's 39. Left to right they go, down 22-6. 8:09 remaining in the third. Fowler in the pistol. Bundy in motion to the near side. Handoff goes to Brundage. He breaks to the far side outside the tackles and goes down the sidelines for a gain of about 9 inside the 30-yard line, directly on the 30-yard line. So that will be a 9-yard gain for Brundage, bringing up second down and 1 for Putnam County. Brundage now 25 yards on the ground on 5 carries. So Putnam County struggled to move the ball back in the first quarter. They're doing it a lot more easily here in the second half. Now with the threat of the passing game. Second and 1 on South Shelby's 30. Fowler in the pistol. Snap goes to him. Fakes the end around. Hands it off to Brundage. Maneuvers his way outside the tackles. Far side. Brought down across the first down marker and a lot more. Down inside the 25 to the 21-yard line. That will be about a 9-yard gain by Brundage once again. 34 yards on the ground for the junior. Ball now on South Shelby's. They're going to place it on the 22. First and 10. Clock now at 7:15 in the third. Continues to tick. Ball in the far left hash. Fowler again in the pistol. Two receivers on each side, and he's got Brundage behind him. Four down, South Shelby lineman. Bondi in motion. It's going to be an end-around. Bondi turns the corner at the 20, has some room into the secondary. Brought down at the 10-yard line. Gain of 12 on the end-around to Tony Bondi. And that will bring Putnam County another first down.
Jack Hardwick on the carry that time for Putnam.
Clock now under 7 minutes to go. First and 10 on South Shelby's 10-yard line. 22-6. Putnam County down, but knocking on the door here. In motion goes Stephen Heiss. Handoff, Brundage up the middle he goes, bursts forward, lowers the head, and falls forward. And he gets a few yards. Ball, see if they place it on the 6 or 7. It will be a 3 or 4 yard gain to bring up second down. They will place this, it looks like, at the 7-yard line. So a gain of 3 for Brundage.
Gain of about 3 on the play. First and goal from the
clock under 6.5 in the third. Second and goal for Putnam County. Fowler in the gun. Brundage behind him. Fakes the end around. Goes to Brundage. He fakes up the middle. Bounces outside. Follows his blockers to the end zone. Touchdown! 7-yard run by Torque Brundage. And he makes the score 22-12. Putnam County trying to make a comeback with 6:07 to go in the third.
Brundage into the end zone. 7-yard touchdown run for Putnam.
That will be Brundage's first touchdown carry of this game. So with 6:07 to go, he makes it a 10-point game. Could make it a one-possession game as they go for the extra point. Aaron Perez, the kicker. The holder, Fowler, the snap is good. The hold is good. The kick is up, and he makes it good as well. 22-13, a 9-point lead, South Shelby. Putnam County on its last two scores, one to end the second quarter and one to start the third. So we'll come back. South Shelby trying to extend its lead. 6:07 to go in the third. You're on Crest.
Is an auction in your future? Contact Wheeler Auctions and Real Estate of Paris. You want experience and you want a customer base following for your auction. That's what you get with Wheeler Auctions and Real Estate. They've established themselves as a full-service auction and real estate company serving Missouri and surrounding states. Whether it's farm machinery, construction equipment, real estate, or livestock, call 660-327-5890 or check them out online at WheelerAuctions.com. That's Wheeler Auctions and Real Estate of Paris, ready to go to work for you.
Check out the latest in colors by Benjamin Moore Paints at Roby Building Supply, Monroe City, where you'll find just the right color for your home or office. Benjamin Moore's Color of the Year 2018, Caliente AF290. It's strong, radiant, and full of energy. Caliente is the signature color of a modern architectural masterpiece, the assured backdrop for a book-lined library. A powerful first impression on a glossy front door. Create an all-new look with Benjamin Moore Paint, available at Roby Building Supply in Monroe City, serving the area for well over 100 years.
The sophomore Aaron Perez with a nice boot into the end zone. So that will be a touchback. South Shelby will start on its own 20-yard line after a Putnam County touchdown.
Aaron Perez.
It has been a whirlwind to start the second half. Putnam County started with it. They started with a long pass to Jack Hartwig, had some room to maneuver across midfield into South Shelby territory, fumbled the ball, and South Shelby took over. On the ensuing drive by South Shelby, Brock Wood throws an interception. Putnam County gets it back at the 47-yard line. On their possession, they move the ball on the ground with their running back, Torque Brundage, the junior, moved the ball, got four carries, and ended up punching it into the end zone on a 7-yard touchdown run to make the score 22-13. 6:06 remaining here in the third quarter. There's an officials timeout, so we'll take a 30-second break and be back with South Shelby's possession when we come back.
Find your fit and stand out at Missouri Valley College. MVC offers over 30 undergraduate degree programs and two completely online bachelor's degrees. Missouri Valley is an affordable option with both academic and athletic scholarships available. With hands-on learning and study abroad opportunities, your potential is limitless. Connect with us on social media and visit movel.edu to schedule your campus visit experience. Find your fit and stand out at Missouri Valley College.
Whether it's screen print,
and we're back here, South Shelby. First snap of its possession, first and 10 on its own 20. Brock Wood maneuvers up the middle of the field across the 25-yard line to about the 28. So that will be an 8-yard carry by the South Shelby senior, bringing up second down and 2. Wood now with 114 yards on the ground. His South Shelby team up 22-13, under 6 minutes to go here in the third. Ben Wittenstein with you on Crest. CentralMoInfo.com. Putnam County, two unanswered scores so far to make it a 9-point South Shelby lead. Second and 2 on their own 28. South Shelby right to left. The handoff goes to Burke up the middle. Has room into the secondary across the 40. 45 breaks a tackle midfield. Breaks another one. It's on the run. He's at the 35, the 30. Levi Fowler, the only one to try to catch up with him. Inside the 20, 15, and ridden out of bounds by Levi Fowler. We'll see where they spot this. It's at about the 6-yard line. What a run there by Daniel Burke.
Daniel Burke takes it inside the Putnam County 10-yard line.
56-yard carry by the junior.
First and goal, Cardinals.
So it will be first and goal, South Shelby, on the Putnam County 6-yard line. What a run. Daniel Burke found a hole up the middle, broke to the outside, and he had no one to beat. Levi Fowler using his speed to catch up from behind. So here's Wood in the gun. One back on each side, one receiver on each side. First and goal on Putnam County 6. Four down Putnam County linemen. They bring the blitz. Wood trying to find a room up the middle to run, and he does easily. Walks into the end zone for a 6-yard touchdown run, putting South Shelby back up 28-13 with 5:09 to go in the third. What an answer there by South Shelby. That's Brock Wood's third touchdown of the game. He's at 120 yards so far on 17 carries. They will be going for two with two receivers on the near side, one on the far. Wood in the gun. He's got Burke to his right and Timbrook to his left. Wood claps for the ball. He gets the snap, fakes the handoff, rushes up the middle, puts the ball over the goal line for the 2-point conversion.
Lockwood into the end zone for the extra point. 5:09 to go in the third.
So the score now 30-13 at South Shelby. Puts itself back ahead by at least two scores and now sits comfortably with that 30-13 lead. 5:09 remaining in the third. We'll take a 60-second break. Putnam County with the ball when we get back.
ConAgra Brand, local producer of Banquet Frozen Foods, takes pride in being a significant part of your mealtime needs. The top-notch people in the Macon area deliver everyday food in extraordinary ways. ConAgra Brands is a proud supporter of Macon and the surrounding communities. ConAgra Brands proudly support all Macon students and athletes. Good luck, students, in your upcoming games and events from your friends at ConAgra Brands of Macon.
Friday is the time to drive to Don's Family Style Buffet in Huntsville for catfish. Deep-fried crunchy breading with white, juicy tender filet, or whole catfish on the buffet. Now add all of the sides you've come to love. Fresh garden salad with all the toppings, fried potatoes and onions, green beans, sweet corn, cornbread, fresh hot rolls, and sweet tea. Make sure to leave room for dessert. Catfish every Friday night at Don's Family Style Buffet on Route JJ in Huntsville. Homestyle food in a friendly, small-town atmosphere.
Short South Shelby kick lands at the Putnam County 45-yard line. So good field position for the Midgets. Now down 30-13 after a 6-yard touchdown run by Brock Wood. That capped a 66-yard run by Daniel Burke. I think I said 56. Math not exactly my strongest point here. But they started at the 28. He ran it all the way down to the 6th. And a huge run by Daniel Burke set up that 6-yard touchdown run by Brock Wood. So Putnam County takes over down 17, first and 10 on their own 45. Fowler back to pass. Heaves it down the near side. Sidelines picked off. Daniel Burke, his third interception at the 45-yard line. And some after-play theatrics going on as flags fly. There may be a late hit by the South Shelby sideline, but Levi Fowler clearly very frustrated with that interception. He underthrew his intended receiver, and the safety playing Daniel Burke just scooped right in there to pick it up. Fowler tried to go deep, but Burke was right there following his eyes. Officials talking with Levi Fowler. He may be called for that late hit. They're going to call it a double foul as they offset one on South Shelby and one on Putnam County. So the penalties offset. South Shelby will take over on their own 46-yard line.
Result of the play, first and
so Fowler, his second interception thrown. He's been throwing the ball well. They've been going short yardage. This time he tried to air it out, and he got intercepted as it was just underthrown a little bit. South Shelby takes over up 30-13, 4:57 to go here in the third, and the Cardinals on their own 46-yard line moving right to left. Wood in the gun. He's got Burke to his right, Tim Brook to his left, and one receiver on each side. Four down linemen, Putnam County. They send five, hand off Tim Brook. Up the middle between the tackles, he goes for a short gain. Give him a gain of about two, say, and that'll bring up second down and 8. Ball placed on the 48-yard line. Tim Brook, 48 yards on the ground in this one, 8 carries. Brock Wood, 3 touchdowns, carrying 120 yards on the ground as well. He has been doing a majority of the carrying for South Shelby. Second and 8 on their own, 48. Wood in the gun. One back to each side, quarterback keeper Wood. Hesitant in the backfield, and he dives forward, and he gets stopped at the line of scrimmage. We'll see if he may have lost the ball, but I think that was after he was down. So that will bring up third down and about 8 on a no-yardage gain by Brock Wood.
Brock Wood on the carry, not much gain on the play. Jackson Whitworth made the stop for the minute.
Clock now ticking, 4 minutes left to go here in the third. South Shelby comfortably ahead, 30-13. Third and 8 on their own 48-yard line. No safeties back for Putnam County. Two receivers on each side for South Shelby. Brock Wood in the gun. He's got Burke to his left. Quarterback keeper Wood strung out near side. Turns the corner at midfield. Gets through some defenders. He's dragging one with him across the 45-yard line. And to about the 44 for Putnam County, it will not be enough for the first down. That will bring up fourth and one on the 7-yard carry by Brock Wood. So fourth and one, we'll see if South Shelby goes for it. And why not here? Up two scores, up three scores, essentially, 17. Fourth and one on Putnam County's 45. Wood calls out for the snap. It's a hard count. One receiver on each side in the gun. He's got Timbrook to his right. Gets the snap. This one goes to Burke up the middle, following his blockers, and he gets inside the 40 to the 37-yard line for the first down and just a little bit more on the 8-yard carry by the junior Daniel Burke. He now has 89 yards on the ground. And South Shelby will move the chains under 3 minutes to go here in the third. The running for South Shelby continues to move that clock. Right now, that is their ultimate goal. Already up 17. Wood in the gun. Two receivers far side, two on the near. Burke to his right. Putnam County with four down linemen. Seven in the box. Wood gets the snap. Option keeps it. Up the middle he goes. Breaks some tackles. Breaks to the outside. Inside the 30 to the 25. Down the right side sidelines. 10 inside. Pushed out of bounds. Inside the 10-yard line, they're going to spot this at the 6-yard line on a 22-yard carry by the senior All-Stater, Brock Wood.
Pushed out of bounds at about the 5-yard line.
He now has 149 yards on the ground, 20 carries for the senior. Give South Shelby first and goal on Putnam County's. They're going to spot this at the 5. And a whistle, and let's see, a timeout call. The official wants a timeout. He's jogging over to the near side South Shelby sideline. Again, head referee Keith Randall wearing the white hat tonight. Wayne Kubler, the umpire, linesman Mark Murphy, line judge Rick Nichols, and the back judge is David Striegel. Is our crew tonight for South Shelby Putnam County. He had to talk with Rob Will to discuss something. But he seems to be satisfied, blows his whistle, and the clock now starts up. 2:22 remaining here in the third. South Shelby first and goal on Putnam County's 5. Wood in the gun, two receivers far side, one on the near. He gets the snap, and he hands it off. Daniel Burke trying to get through the middle of the field, and he's struggling for yard. Does he get it? And he does. Daniel touchdown, Burke. Daniel Burke in South Shelby on the 6-yard touchdown run. 2:14 to go in the third, and South Shelby now up 36-13. Burke was struggling for yardage as there was a clump of offensive and defensive linemen right at the line of scrimmage, but he was able to keep pumping his feet, and he leaned forward and essentially got pushed inside of the end zone. South Shelby going for two after the Daniel Burke 5-yard touchdown run. He now has 94 yards on the ground and a touchdown. Wood in the gun. He's got Burke to his right. Calls for the snap. Drops the snap. Picks it up. And he's on the run. Strung out to the near side at the 5. Wrapped up and brought down by Tony Bondi and Jack Hartwig of Putnam County for no good on the 2-point conversion.
Brock Wood.
So the score remains 36-13, 2:14 remaining, South Shelby's lead. Putnam County will get the ball back. We're back here in 60 seconds on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
The kids are back in school, and you're there to help them along every step of the way. PTA meetings, soccer practice, concerts, field trips, and yes, even a little algebra. But who's helping you? Have you plotted your financial roadmap? We can help. Horizon Credit Union in Macon. We're here to help you with all your financial needs so you can focus on everything else.
The hottest savings of the summer are at Sheraton Valley. Right now, get 4 lines with unlimited data for only $170 per month.
Oh, yeah.
4 lines, unlimited data, $170 a month. But that's not all. Get the hottest savings on the newest devices as low as $5 a month. All on our amazing nationwide 4G LTE network.
You get four lines, unlimited data, hot devices with huge savings, all on the best network. Don't sweat it. Sheraton Valley is the coolest decision for the hottest savings of summer.
The kickoff by Dylan Durbin is a low roller, and it goes inside the 40 where it's picked up and fallen upon at the 39-yard line. So that's where Putnam County will take over. Down 36-13, 2:12 remaining here in the third quarter. Putnam County came out with a very intense passing game. They ended the second quarter passing the ball for a touchdown, put themselves on the board for the first time, and they came out in the second half passing the ball as well. And that came to an end after a Levi Fowler interception, which gave South Shelby an opportunity now to go up 23. So it's 36-13. Putnam County down big, starting at their own 39, left to right. Fowler gets the snap, and he hands it right off to his running back, Brundage, who gets forward for a couple to bring up second down and 8. Ball placed on their own 41-yard line.
Okay,
Brundage now 44 yards on the ground for the junior, and a touchdown. This is a young backfield, a young receiving core for Putnam County. No senior except Will Whitney, and we really haven't seen much of him so far. Second and 8 on their own 41. Fowler in the pistol. Two receivers on each side. Brundage behind him, and Brundage gets the handoff, goes forward, and uses his power to get across the 45-yard line to about the 46 for a gain of 5, and that will bring up third down and 3 now. And there is a South Shelby player down. And he will receive some medical attention. We'll take a quick break, and this timeout sponsored by Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. We'll be back in 60 seconds on CrestsandCentralMoInfo.com.
We have a new physician at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Please welcome Dr. Tom Alito to our team. Dr. Alito is well known in Mid-Missouri and specializes in joint replacement of the hip and knee. For an appointment with Dr. Alito or any one of our physicians, call us at 573-443-2402. You can also make an appointment online at our website, ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are the difference.
With the kids back in school, Bailey Brothers Collision Repair would like to remind you to watch for the children on or near the road in the morning and after school hours. Reduce any distractions inside your car so you can concentrate on the road and your surroundings. This back-to-school safety tip is brought to you by Bailey Brothers Collision Repair in Brookfield. When accidents happen, give us a call at 660-258-5005. Bailey Brothers Collision Repair, the ones you can trust.
Where can you see big-name entertainment such as Mark Chestnut, Mike Walker, or Craig Morgan? At the Putnam County Fair in Unionville, September 4th through the 8th. What about the Lucas Oil Pro Pulling League Tractor Pull, a demolition derby, a bull buckout? All at the Putnam County Fair, September 4th through the 8th. To purchase tickets online, go to PutnamCountyFairUnionvilleMo.com. You'll also enjoy the 4-H events and carnival, all at the Putnam County Fair, September 4th through the 8th.
So the injured player for South Shelby was their lineman, Mason Schuler, but he did get up under his own power and walk off the field, so he seems to be all right, still standing with his teammates. So that will be 3rd and 2 for Putnam County, and they hand it off to Tony Bondi as he sweeps across. Up the middle he goes for the first down across midfield and now to the South Shelby 45-yard line. So Putnam County moving the ball on the 10-yard carry by Tony Bondi.
45-yard line. Tackle by Daniel Burke.
1:20 remaining here in the third. South Shelby 36, Putnam County 13. Putnam County had been going through the air quite often, but Levi Fowler threw his second interception. Daniel Burke with 3 picks tonight. Fowler in the pistol. Sweep goes to Bondi. He cuts it back upfield at the 45, has room up the middle, and he goes across the 40 down to the 38-yard line. That will be a carry of 7 yards by Bondi and bring up second down and 3. Now we're under a minute left to go in the third.
Bondi again, the ball carrier.
45 seconds to go, and Putnam County in business at South Shelby's 38-yard line. Left to right go the Midgets. Ball placed on that far left hash. South Shelby with four down linemen, Fowler in the pistol. Two receivers each side, Brundage behind him. In motion is Body, fakes the handoff to him. The handoff goes to Brundage as he bursts through the middle of the pack and falls forward for a gain of about one to bring up third and three. Ball on the 37-yard line now. Clock ticking under 15 seconds. We'll see if Putnam County holds on to it. I think they will just let the quarter wind down, and they will flip the field. So at the end of three, 36-13 is South Shelby's lead. Putnam County will have the ball, third down and two. And the ball on South Shelby's 36 when we come back here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Howdy, cowpokes. It's me, your favorite cowboy, again for Valentine Insurance Agency. When you're sleeping under the stars, it's nice knowing you've got the right insurance plans to protect your family back home from all the dangers they face, from your home to your health to your life and your business and your vehicles, too. Valentine Insurance Agency has a plan for you. Give them a call and tell them Dusty sent you. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
Whatever you need, you'll find it at Arts.
Check out the Lazy Boy recliner sale at Arts in Moberly. When you think of a recliner, Lazy Boy is always at the top of the list. Arts has recliner chairs, recliner love seats, recliner sofas, and recliner sectionals. With over 80 on display, you are sure to find the recliner that's right for you. Stop by today and check out the savings during the Lazy Boy recliner sale at Arts Appliance Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring of Moberly. Closing at noon Saturday and reopening Tuesday at 8. Enjoy your Labor Day.
Whatever you need, you'll find it at Arts.
We will flip the field here at South Shelby High School. 36-13 is South Shelby's lead over Putnam County. 12 minutes remaining in this game here to start quarter number four. Putnam County has it on South Shelby's 36. It will be third and two for the Midgets. They are now moving right to left on your radio dial. Ball is placed on the near side hash. Fowler in the gun. He's got two receivers on each side. Brundage behind him. Shelby, South Shelby showing blitz. They bring it. Handoff Brundage breaks the blitz and some tackles inside the 30, inside the 25, slides down at the 24-yard line for the first down and a lot more. A 12-yard carry there by Torque Brundage.
Rockwood on the stop for South Shelby.
71 yards on the ground now for the junior. And Putnam County now almost in the red zone, down 36-13 to start quarter number four. First and 10 for the Midgets on their own 24-yard line. Fowler in the gun. He's got two receivers on the near side and one on the far. In motion is Stephen Heiss. He gets the handoff on the wide receiver end around. Turns the corner at about the 24 and brought down at the 21 for a 3-yard gain to bring up second and seven on the near side. Give that to Whitney. So that will be a 3-yard carry. Whitney now has 11 yards on two carries. Ball on the near side, left hash, second and seven. Putnam County on the South Shelby 21-yard line. Fowler in the gun. He's got Brundage behind him, two receivers on each side. Hand off Brundage, breaks off tackle right. Cuts back upfield over inside the 15. Now to the 10, he breaks outside. Touchdown down the right sideline. 21-yard touchdown run by Torque Brundage to bring it to 36-19 in favor of South Shelby. Putnam County will not go away with 10:50 remaining in the game.
21-yard touchdown run.
That's the second touchdown run of the night by Torque Brundage. Putnam County will kick the extra point. Aaron Perez, the righty kicker. Fowler, the holder. Snap is good. The hold is good. Kick is up. And it completes the trio. 36-20 after the extra point. 10:50 remaining in the fourth. Putnam County will kick off South Shelby's ball when we get back in 60 seconds.
MFA Agri Service in La Plata is the right choice for all your farm supply needs. Whatever you need, MFA Agri Service has you covered. Stop by and let the experts help you with all your fertilizer, crop protection, seed, feed, custom spraying, and custom spreading needs. MFA AgriServices is also offering custom anhydrous application. MFA AgriServices prides itself in serving the area farmers with years of knowledge, dependable names, and dependable service. That's what you know you'll get from MFA AgriService in La Plata.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, and students of the Putnam County R1 School District in Unionville are proud of their athletes for their teamwork, good sportsmanship, and hard work during every event. These same athletes show that same determination in the classroom. The Midgets are dedicated to their studies and to their future. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Putnam County R1 School in Unionville encourages all Midgets to keep up the good work in everything they do.
.10:50 remaining here in the fourth quarter. 36-20 is South Shelby's lead after the touchdown run by Putnam County to bring them back within 16 points. So still theoretically a two-score game. As Putnam County kicks off, we'll see if they try an onside here. Aaron Perez, the kicker, ball at the 40. He runs up, the right-footed kicker, and it's a hard boot all the way to the 10. Daniel Burke bounces off his chest, picks it up, now at the 20. Trying to escape some tacklers at the 23, wrapped up and brought down. Good coverage there by Putnam County on the kickoff. So South Shelby will start at their own 23-yard line. We'll see if they place this at the 23 or 24. I believe it will be at about the 24. So a 14-yard kickoff return by Daniel Burke. South Shelby starts first and 10 on their own 24, moving left to right, up 36-20. With 10:40 remaining here in the fourth. Brock Wood in the gun. He's taking a check of his left wrist for the play call. Two receivers on each side. Burke to his right. He gets the snap. Quarterback keeper goes off tackle right near side. Nowhere to go. Putnam County defense strings him out of bounds on the sideline. It's going to be a gain of about two or three. We'll see where they spot this. It'll be at about the 27. So that will be a 3-yard carry by Brock Wood. Second down and 7, approaching 10.5 to go in the game. Wood in the gun. He's got Timbrook to his right, Burke to his left. Two receivers on the near side, one on the far. Four down, Putnam County linemen. They send 5. Handoff goes to Burke inside the tackles. Try to maneuver outside the numbers, and across the 30-yard line he goes. To the 31 for a gain of 4. That will bring up third down and 3 for South Shelby. Big third down stop needed by Putnam County, down 2 scores with 10:20 remaining in the game.
The 31-yard line, tackled by Will Whitney.
Burke now with 98 yards on the ground on 9 carries. Dylan Durbin checking out. David Fenton checking in. He'll go and be the wide receiver on the far side. Two receivers on the near side, Wood in the gun, and he's got one running back on each side. Putnam County sends the blitz. Handoff, Timbrook, he gets past it, and across the 35, down to the 37-yard line for the first down. Timbrook is so dangerous. He is so big. He's easy to see for the lineman, but he's got some pretty quick starting speed. And he's able to get past that first level of defenders pretty easily. So a fresh set of downs for the Cardinals, now on their own 37-yard line. 9:40 to go in the game. South Shelby up 36-20. Wood in the gun, Burke to his right. Bunch, three receivers near side and one on the far. Wood gets the snap. He fumbles it, gets it back. But Putnam County gets into the backfield. And Wood escapes near side, pump fakes, and he's down the near side sidelines. No one's touching him across midfield to the 40. And down to about the 35-yard line, and he's ripped down what looked like by his face mask. And flags fly.
Brock Wood takes it inside.
He was stuck in the backfield, and he made his escape to the near side. He pump-faked a couple times, got the defense on their heels, and he just strolled down the near side sidelines, and no Putnam County player pushed him out of bounds until he got inside the 40. That will push South Shelby even deeper into Putnam County territory after the personal foul. Clock says 9:16 remaining in the game. The ball will be placed on Putnam County's 22-yard line.
Indication, personal foul, horse collar tackle against the middle.
So it will be a horse collar tackle.
15-yard penalty. It's the
clock now ticking under 9:15. South Shelby up 36-20. Ball on Putnam County's 22. First and 10. Wood in the gun. He gets the snap. He keeps it himself. Strings out to the near side. Cuts back upfield. Still at the line of scrimmage. And finally brought down at about the 22-21-yard line for a very short gain, if he gained anything at all, to bring up second down. They're going to say he gained 1 yard on the carry.
Brock Wood on the carry.
So that will be second down and 9 with 8:45 to go. And again, South Shelby in no rush right now. Already up 16. Ball on Putnam County's 21. Second and 9 for South Shelby. Wood in the gun, and he's got a back on each side and one receiver on the far side. Wood gets the low snap, hands it off Timbrook. He goes off tackle right and across inside the 20 for a gain of about 2. They'll place this ball in the 19. It will bring up third down and 7. A 2-yard carry by Guy Timbrook.
Gain of about a yard on the play. Third down 8.
So they place this on the 20. So that will be a 2-yard carry. Third and 8 for South Shelby. Under 8 minutes to go in the game. Clock continues to tick after all of these running plays. David Fenton now in at quarterback as he goes under center. Guy Timbrook, the fullback behind him, tight on the line is this South Shelby team. Daniel Burke in motion. Handoff, fullback, Timbrook, but he stopped at the line of scrimmage and pushed back to about the 21, a loss of 1. On the tackle, Jackson Whitworth, the 6'3 sophomore, broke through and got a hand on Timbrook to force him back. That will bring a fourth down and a 9. Ball on Putnam County's 21, 7:15 remaining here in the game. We'll see what South Shelby does here up 36-20. Brock Wood now back in. David Fenton back on the sideline. I believe South Shelby will just go for this inside Putnam County territory at their 21. Why not? Wood gets the shotgun snap. Quarterback keeper cuts back upfield, and he's on the run inside the 10. The 5, touchdown. Putnam County left a wide open field for Brock Wood to run through, and he took advantage for the 21-yard touchdown carry to put South Shelby up 42-20 with 6:48 remaining in the game. Nice fourth down play call. As Wood looked like he was going to try to take it to the outside, but cut it right back upfield. And there was a huge hole for the blockers to allow Wood an easy end zone pass. South Shelby going for 2. 6:48 to go. Wood. The pass on a quarterback run near side, looking inside the end zone. A diving David Fenton. He makes the grab. Huzzah! 2-point conversion. Good. What a pass by Brock Wood. Only his second completed pass of the season. 44-20, 6:48 to go. South Shelby with the lead. Putnam County with the ball when we get back in 60 on Superstation Crest.
48 to go. South Shelby 44.
Friends, do you want to enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture, and offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan. Member FDIC.
While you're planning your budget for next year, don't forget the parking lot. Call Capital Paving now for a free estimate so you can plan the best use of next year's resources. And the quote they give you now will still be good in the spring. Whether you've got a parking lot, a municipal job, or a highway bridge, Capital Paving is your paving partner. From the driveway to the highway, get a great service on time and on budget. Visit CapitalMO.com to request your free estimate. Capital Paving is paving the best way forward. Now serving Brookfield and North Central Missouri.
The short return by Lopez, and he coughs up the ball with a huge tackle by Guy Timbrook at the 30, and South Shelby recovers. Guy Timbrook, all 6'3 and 175 pounds of him, a textbook tackle on Jorge Lopez as he coughs up the ball on that hard hit. South Shelby gets it right back, and they'll take over at the Putnam County 33-yard line. Excuse me.
Cardinals start first and 10.
Already up 44-20, 6:42 remaining here in the fourth quarter. That will be a timeout called by Putnam County. We'll take it with them. South Shelby's ball after the fumble by Putnam County when we get back on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Telecom members, this message is for you. Join NEMR Telecom CEO Board of Directors and employees at our 61st annual meeting, Saturday, September 22nd at the Green City High School. This year's theme is Building Better Broadband, and that's exactly what NEMR has been doing. Doors open at 4:30 for a free dinner, followed by the annual meeting at 6:30. All members get a goodie bag and a chance to win huge cash prizes of $500, $750, or $1,000. Remember, Saturday, September 22nd at the Green City High School.
When you are in a time of need, friends are the ones you look upon. Playland Collins Family Funeral Home of Unionville are the friends you can count on. Located on South 27th Street in Unionville, they offer a spacious and beautiful facility that provides plenty of parking, seating, and the utmost respect and care that you and your loved ones deserve. Contact Kevin Collins or Anna Watts, directors at 660-947-2200. Playland Collins Family Funeral Home of Unionville, helping you share your loved ones' memories the compassionate way.
After the Putnam County fumble, South Shelby takes over at their the Putnam County 33 and the handoff to Sean Wilkerson. And he lurches forward for a couple of spring up second down and seven on the 3-yard Wilkerson carry. Wilkerson, that was his second carry of the game, and he now has 6 yards. Putnam County coughed it up on a kickoff return. South Shelby took over. 44-20 is the South Shelby lead with 6 minutes remaining in this one. Wood in the gun. Two receivers on each side. Hand off Wilkerson again. He sweeps left side, and it's a nice form tackle by Brundage at about the 31-yard line for a loss of one to bring up third down and 8. Brundage saw that carry from a mile away, used his speed to get there before he crossed the line of scrimmage. And able to make a nice tackle on Wilkerson. Game clock, 5.5 to go. South Shelby up comfortably 44-20. Third and 8 for the Cardinals on Putnam County's 32-yard line. They break the huddle with three receivers on the near side, one on the far, Wood in the gun. He's got Wilkerson to his right. Fakes the handoff to Wilkerson, Wood up the middle, and he's stuffed at the line of scrimmage and brought down by Cody Perkins, the 5'7", 240-pound senior. A nice hit at the point of contact to stop Brock Wood in his tracks and bring him down in the backfield for a loss of 3 to bring up fourth down.
Tackle by Jackson Whitworth.
Ball now on Putnam County's 34. It is 4th and 11 for South Shelby. Clock under 5 minutes to go at 4 minutes and 50 seconds. They break the huddle with Burke now in at quarterback. And there's a pre-snap flag, some laundry on the field, and that will be an offside on Putnam County, it looks like. And no, they're going to call a false start. I think the false start may have caused the offsides. So that will push South Shelby back a little bit more. It will make it 4th and 16 now for the Cardinals. Ball on the 39-yard line of Putnam County. 4.5 to go in the game. Clock continues to run. South Shelby up 44-20. Wood in the gun. Hands it off this time to David Fenton, who scrambles forward up the middle for a couple of yards. Down to about the 38-yard line for a gain of 1, and that will be a turnover on downs as the ball goes back to Putnam County.
Short of the first down, And the ball goes over on down to the midget.
So Putnam County down 24 points, four scores with 4:23 to go. We'll see what they do here. They did have some success with the passing game at the end of the second and beginning of the third, but it's also brought them some turnovers as well. Fowler in the pistol. Ball on their own 37. He gets the snap. Hands it off to Brundage. Bounces to the outside on the near side at the 35. Still trying to get positive yardage. And he inches forward to about the 41. He was hit a couple times in the backfield, but continued to move forward on the four-yard gain. They put this on the 41-yard line. That will be, they're going to give him 3 yards, so bring up second and seven on the Brundage carry. He now has 95 yards on the ground and a touchdown. Second and seven for the Midgets on their own 41. 3:45 to go in the game. Fowler in the pistol, hands it off to Bundy on the end around far side. Still being strung out, and he's tackled in the backfield by David Fenton. Excuse me, give that to Levi Blevins. Blevins with a nice backfield tackle to bring up third down. And they're going to give him no yards, so it will remain third and seven. Bundy was just able to get back to that line of scrimmage. Clock continues to run at 3:10 now remaining in the game. Third and six on their own 41 for Putnam County, down 44-20. Fowler in the pistol, Brundage behind him. Two receivers on the near, one on the far for the Midgets. Four down, South Shelby linemen. And they only send four. Fowler back to pass. Short drop, heaves it near side downfield. Glavin is there, and it's right through his hands. As Glavin McClain was, looked like he may have been pass interfered with as it went right through his hands at the 35-yard line. As flags fly, we'll see what they call this with 2:47 remaining
Wyatt
in this one.
Owens on the coverage for the Cardinals. Penalty marker.
See what head official Keith Randall says. And they will call pass interference against South Shelby. So Putnam County will cross midfield and get a first down to go along with it. Ball placed now on the South Shelby 44-yard line. 2:47, excuse me, remaining in this one. 44-20, South Shelby's lead. Putnam County now in South Shelby territory on their 44-yard line. Ball on the far right hash as the Midgets go right to left. Fowler in the gun. He's got two receivers on the near and one on the far. Handoff, Brundage up the middle. Trucks his way forward, lowers his shoulder inside the 40. And down to the 38-yard line. He trucked a South Shelby defender, but now Brundage seems to be down on the far side of the field. And there will be an official timeout for the training staff to come out and take a look at him. We will take a quick break as the training staff attends to the leading rusher on this Putnam County team. And we will be back in 60 seconds here on Crest. 44-20, South Shelby's lead, 2.5 to go in the game. Here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
The hottest savings of the summer are at Sheraton Valley. Right now, get four lines with unlimited data for only $170 per month.
Oh, yeah.
Four lines, unlimited data, $170 a month. But that's not all. Get the hottest savings on the newest devices as low as $5 a month. All on our amazing nationwide 4G LTE network. You get four lines, unlimited data, hot devices with huge savings, all on the best network. Don't sweat it. Sheraton Valley is the coolest decision for the hottest savings of summer.
Secom Incorporated of Bethel, the company behind the scenes, installing buried fiber optic for Sheraton Valley Telephone in Macon and surrounding communities. When it comes to helping provide fiber services, Secom Incorporated has 25 years of experience in the telephone industry. They remind you to always check before you dig. Call Secom Incorporated of Bethel today at 660-284-6234.
So not great news for Putnam County as their lead rusher, Torque Brundage, is helped off the field favoring his right leg, and he's going to get it checked on the sideline. So we wish him the best. He had to be helped off the field as we get back to the action. Putnam County on South Shelby's 38, second and four. Fowler keeps it himself near side. It's an option. He pitches it to Bundy, and it's fumbled. South Shelby picks it up, and they're on the run, and it is going to be tackled. It was picked up by Justin Ali for South Shelby on the botched pitch. And so South Shelby will take over with 2:05 to go in this one. And you have to think this is where they will try to wind down the clock as much as they can on their own 44-yard line. That will be the fifth Putnam County turnover of the night. And it looks like South Shelby will call a timeout. So we'll take it with them. 2:05 remaining here in the game. South Shelby with the ball. They're up big, 44-20. We have the finality of this game when we come back on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com in 60 seconds.
We have a new physician at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Please welcome Dr. Tom Alito to our team. Dr. Alito is well known in mid-Missouri and specializes in joint replacement of the hip and knee. For an appointment with Dr. Alito or any one of our physicians, call us at 573-443-2402. You can also make an appointment online at our website, ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, we are the difference.
Do I qualify for wound healing treatment at Samaritan Hospital's Wound Healing Center?
If you are suffering from diabetic ulcers, infections, radiation injuries, or wounds that haven't healed within 30 days, you can call the Samaritan Hospital Wound Healing Center today for an evaluation. There's no referral needed. Call 660-395-8330. That's 660-395-8330, and let them help you heal. Samaritan Hospital in Macon. Community-focused, personalized service.
So at 2:05 remaining in this one, 44-20, South Shelby's lead, and they will just kneel it here and try to let the clock wind down. They just kneeled it to bring up second down. This will be a big victory. South Shelby will get their first win on the year. They will go to 1-1. Putnam County will fall to 1-1 in the Grand River East. Don't forget, after this one, we will send it back to the station as well, and you will get all your action from tonight's games here, the highlights on Superstation Press. Second and 10, and David Fenton will kneel the ball for South Shelby as the clock continues to run. Big game for Brock Wood, 23 carries for the senior, 184 yards and 4 touchdowns. And don't forget, at the end of this game, we will be naming our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency of Moberly, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life, and more in Moberly. Third and 11, clock at 55 seconds. Play clock at 3, at 2, and South Shelby will kneel it at 1 to bring up fourth down with 45 seconds to go. Play clock at 25 seconds, so we'll see when they start this play clock. And they will start it with 37 seconds on the clock. So they will kneel this, and there will be about 12 seconds left on the game clock for Putnam County to take over after the turnover on downs. Levi Blevins now in at quarterback. The freshman, 5'8", 130 pounds. Saw a little bit of action today, but certainly a full team effort, and it'll be interesting to hear from head coach Rob Wilt what he thought of his team's effort as there's a timeout called by South Shelby with 13.9 remaining here in this game. We want to thank a few of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Hines Body Shop, Harley Kropp, your local shelter insurance agent, Hines Performance Parts, Salt River Community Care, Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbina and Clarence, Shelbina Villa Life Care, all of Shelbina, Joyce's Embroidery, Barry Service, both of Clarence, Putnam County R1 School of Unionville, Plyle and Collins Family Funeral Home, both of Unionville. Exchange Bank of Shelbyville, Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, and Memphis. O'Loughlin Incorporated, with locations in Shelbina, Macon, and Marceline. Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, serving all of Northeast Missouri. Seacom Incorporated of Bethel, Putnam County, State Bank of Unionville and Milan, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. And Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. Out of the timeout, 13.9 seconds remaining, 4th and 11 for South Shelby, up 44-20. And that will be the final score of this one as they're back to punt. And Blevins will have a high spiral punt landing at the 30, at the 25, and inside the 25. And falling on it with 4.3 seconds left is a Rowan Burke. And the freshman gets a hand from his teammates. Doesn't see a ton of time throughout the regular season, so, you know, you have to make the most of what you get.
Down at the Putnam County 24-yard line.
And so all we'll need is one snap from Putnam County, and it will do it for this one, as they're in the huddle right now.
In the fourth quarter.
Ball will be placed on their own 24-yard line. Fowler under center. He will snap it, take a kneel, and that will be it. 44-20, South Shelby will walk away with the win against Putnam County here at home for some Week 2 football. South Shelby will go to 1-1 on the season. Putnam County will fall to 1-1 on the year. We'll take a quick break and be back with your final stats, as well as naming your outstanding player of the game, all next on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Everyone have a safe trip.
Friends, do you want to enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture, and offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan. Member FDIC.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Back here, Superstation Crest, CentralMoInfo.com. Ben Wittenstein with you here. The final score here from South Shelby High School, 44-20. South Shelby with their first win of the season, and it comes over the Putnam County Midgets. Putnam County again goes to 1-1. South Shelby goes to 1-1 as well on the season. Taking a look at your final stats, Levi Fowler, Putnam County quarterback, threw 4 for 5, 44 yards, and a touchdown. Backup quarterback Tony Bondi threw an interception with his only throw. Torque Brundage, 13 carries, 95 yards, and 2 touchdowns for the junior. Unfortunately, had to come out of the game towards the end of the fourth quarter and what looked like a right leg injury. He was favoring his right leg as he was helped off of the field. Will Whitney, the running back on Putnam County, 2 carries, 11 yards. Levi Fowler, a carry for 16 yards. And Tony Bondi, 2 carries for 12 yards. Jack Hartwig, wide receiver for Putnam County, 3 receptions, 33 yards, and a touchdown. Will Whitney, 1 reception for 8 yards. On the winning South Shelby side, Brock Wood had an interception with his throw. But he... touchdowns for Brock Wood. Daniel Burke, 9 carries, 98 yards, and a touchdown. Guy Timbrook, 9 carries for 50 yards and a touchdown as well. Sean Wilkerson, the only other guy to get some carries, 2 carries for 6 yards. Time to name our outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. For all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more in Moberly, we have to give it to none other than the senior former All-State athlete, Brock Wood. And again, 23 carries for him, 184 yards, and he was just outstanding on the ground, 4 touchdowns as well. His final or his season statistics up to this point, he now has rushed for 385 yards and 5 touchdowns on the season, along with 50 carries. So he is having himself a pretty good season at the quarterback position for South Shelby. That'll do it for Ben Wittenstein. For me here from South Shelby High School again, the final score, 44-20. South Shelby gets its first win of the year. They go to 1-1. Putnam County drops to 1-1. For everyone back in the Crest Studio, signing off from South Shelby High School.